Section 12. Driver License Testing. The purpose of the driver license examination is to determine that you 1. Can read and understand road signs, traffic signals, and highway markings. 2. Know Florida driving laws. 3. Meet minimum vision standards. 4. Have the knowledge, skills, and experience to drive safely. 5. Do not have any physical or mental conditions that would affect your ability to drive safely. Testing options. Driver license exams can be administered at state driver license service centers, driver education licensing assistance programs, DLAP, and authorized third-party testers. A list of driver license service centers can be found at flhsmv.gov. Driver Education, DLAP. Many driver education teachers assist the FLHSMV in licensing new drivers. Students who complete their driver license exams through approved DLAP courses in public or private schools will have the results entered into FLHSMV's test records by their driver education teacher. The exam results will be used for issuance of a learner's driver license or driver license. However, the driver license service center may test any student again on a random basis before issuing a driver license. Third-party testing. The Class E knowledge exam is also available through third-party providers approved by FLHSMV. Students of all ages may take the exams with a provider that offers them in an in-person setting. Students under the 18th of May take the knowledge exam online. A list of approved third-party providers can be found at flhsmv.gov. License examinations. Persons applying for an original Florida driver license are required to take the following exams. Vision and hearing screening. Class E knowledge exam. Driving skills test. Vision. You must wear corrective lenses when you drive if you need to wear contact lenses or glasses to pass the vision test. The use of telescopic lenses to meet visual standards is not recognized in Florida. Your driving privilege will be revoked if you are unable to meet the minimum vision standards. 20/40 or better vision in each eye with or without corrective lenses meets state requirements without referral to an eye specialist. 20/50 or worse vision in either eye with or without corrective lenses are referred to an eye specialist for possible improvement. 20/70 vision in either eye, or both eyes together may pass after referral to an eye specialist, providing the vision in the worst eye is better than 20/200. If one eye is blind or 20/200 or worse, the other eye must be 20/40 or better with or without corrective lenses. The minimum acceptable field of vision for an applicant or licensed driver is 130 degrees. Class E knowledge exam. The Class E knowledge exam consists of 50 multiple choice questions about 1. Florida traffic laws. 2. Safe driving practices, and 3. Identifying traffic controls. Driving skills test. No other passengers are permitted during the exam, unless a language interpreter is necessary. You will perform the following maneuvers on the driving exam. 3-point turn. Turn car around in a 20 to 40 foot space. Approach of crossing. Get in the proper lane and look in each direction. Observe right of way. Allow pedestrians to cross. Pull over and stop for emergency vehicles, and don't enter an intersection where you will interfere with other traffic. Straight in parking. When properly parked, the vehicle should be centered inside the space with no part of the vehicle extending out in the traffic lane. Parking on a grade. Proper parking for uphill and downhill, with and without a curb. Stop quickly. Make a quick, safe stop when the examiner, agent instructs you. Backing. Back for a distance of 50 feet at a slow speed while looking to the rear. Do not use the rear view mirror or rear view camera monitor. Obey stop signs. Approach in the proper lane, come to a complete stop before reaching the stop line or crosswalk, and remain stopped until you can move safely. Obey traffic signals. Get into the proper lane and approach the light at a speed that will allow you to stop if the light should change. When the light turns green, do not move forward until the other traffic has cleared the intersection. Signal and turn. Get into the proper lane and signal your turn for the last 100 feet. You may use either hand signals or mechanical signals. Passing. Always look ahead and behind to make sure you can pass safely. Stay in proper lane. Drive in the right lane except on a one-way street. Do not change lanes until you may do so safely. Follow at a safe distance. Do not follow too closely behind other cars. Keep a minimum following distance of 3 to 4 seconds. Use proper posture. Keep both hands on the steering wheel and do not rest your elbow in the window. The examiner will explain any mistakes you may have made after the test is completed. If you failed the driving skills test, you will be asked to study or practice before returning for retesting. If you pass the driving skills test, the examiner will collect the fee and issue your driver license. Vehicle inspection. You must provide a vehicle with a valid license plate and insurance for the driving skills test. Your vehicle will be inspected to determine that it is safe for a driving test. The driving skills test will not be given if the examiner finds horn, rear view mirror, directional signals, steering wheel, brakes, tires, brake lights, or tail lights are defective or inoperable. No windshield wipers on the driver's side. No operable headlights when visibility is reduced. Cracked or broken glass that hinders visibility. Expired tag. The vehicle doesn't have doors. Front doors don't open from the inside and outside. Vehicle does not have stationary seats. Vehicle does not permit the driver to give hand signals when required. Jeep-type vehicles without framed canvas or metal doors held by hinges and door latch. Doesn't meet bumper height requirements. A low-speed vehicle.